We're in the Morwell wetlands area, about 5 kilometres west of Morwell. We're out in an area where the Morwell River runs under the railway line and the highway area, and there's a wetland area associated to the Morwell River area as well.
And we're standing on the track. To our left we can see some trucks offloading some rocks there.
And we're probably 20 metres away from where the track's buckled. So we've had some moisture that it's got into the foundation of the culvert structure. What that's meant over time is some of the materials has been washed away with some rain, and we've actually seen the track sink in that area. What we've got to do now is reinforce the culverts with concrete. To do that, we need to have the area completely waterproof and weatherproof, hence why we've built some dams. To build those dams, it's taken us 15,000 tonnes of material that's had to be brought in by road. We're approximately 500 metres from the Princess Highway. Either side of the track we've had to build dams, and the dams are about 8 metres below track level. On one of the sides of the dams we've had to build an access road in as well, just to be able to get down to fill that dam with material that'll hold the water back. On the other side, so on the highway side of the track, we've had to build an access road in that's probably 200 metres long, just to get down to the level where the culverts are.
Why did the track buckle? I know that we've had a lot of rain here in Gippsland, but why now?
We think it's to do with a lot of the wet weather that we have had in the area. We've certainly come out of a period of drought. And while we're looking at what's exactly gone wrong here, we believe that a period of time with the wear and tear of these culverts, we've seen them deteriorate over time, but it's an event that's happened sometime in the last 6 weeks. We've had significant rainfall that sped this process up. These culverts have got a lifespan between 30 to 40 years. There's been up to 15 workers on site here. We've been working 7 days a week, and now that we've got the dams, we'll be working around here 24/7 to make sure we keep the dam area dry with pumping, as well as the reinforcement of the culvert area with the steelworks and the concrete that'll start to begin in the next couple of days.
Are you surprised at how long it's taken to even build the access roads and to build the dams?
Not actually surprised after being out here and seeing on site, but when it first came up, I thought it'd be a relatively simple activity. Yeah, we were certainly surprised as it's gone on, and the 1 inch of rain in the catchment area put 1.5 metres of worth of water through the wetlands area. So that was probably 2 Fridays ago, and that certainly put us back a little bit in time. We just had to concentrate on getting these dams right, because when we reinforce the culverts, they really need to be in a dry area. We can't have any moisture or any water in that area. So the focus has certainly been on the dams. To build the dams, we've had to do the access road. So,
do you have any idea when trains will be travelling on this track again?
No, I haven't got. We're still hoping mid-October. Once we sit down with the engineers tomorrow and look at some of the key milestones in the project, we'll have a better idea of when we're likely to be back on track. When we do come back on track on the trains, there will be speed restrictions in the area. So the speed restrictions help with the bedding down of the track and of the area. So we will certainly, when we do come back, there will be some restrictions, so we will need to run some altered timetables as well.
And in V-Line's history, has V-Line ever had to undertake work on this scale before?
Certainly had to do a lot of work like this around the state. Not so much on the passenger lines, not so much unplanned like this. A lot of the work that we do on the passenger lines is planned and staged, whereas this one has come a little bit out of the blue. We've done similar works to this on the Warrnambool line. And of course, we're able to pick the season we did it. So doing it in the summer certainly helps, because there's not as much water around. 200 metres on a farm road, then another 300 metres worth of road we've had to build just from the highway, just to get the equipment in with the big trucks.
And to our left, we can see that the work isn't disturbing the black swans. We're still enjoying the wetlands. And to our right, we've got some cows there too. So it's certainly a busy place to be at the moment.
Yeah, so certainly the bird life on to the wetlands hasn't suffered at all. There's a number of black swans on one side, and as you pointed out, there's some cows on the other side of the wetlands. Adjoining the wetlands is some grazing area as well, so the cows are still grazing in the wetlands, as well as some bird life down that side as well. Yeah, we did have to move some of the fish from the area that we've dammed, so we got some specialists in to move some of the fish area, as well as we've had some environmental impact statements done on the area, so we need to be aware of the fauna as well, of trees and shrubs as well. We need to be careful of what we touch and remove there.
And is this reinforcement going to work?
Yeah, this reinforcement will work. The engineers have guaranteed it for 100 years. So, as I said, this is something we're also going to be doing on our culverts around the rest of the network as well. Over the next 5 years, there'll be various works going around the, not only in Gippsland, around the state as well.
How much is this repair work going to cost?
Yeah, look, we haven't got a real accurate idea on what it costs, but it's fair to say it'll be a significant amount of money. It will take us a couple of months' worth of getting invoices and receipts in before we can put an actual cost to it. But it's work that's unbudgeted for, but it's work that's necessary and has to be done. So it's not a question of doing it to budget, it's a question of doing it to the right standard.
Will those costs be passed on to the customer?
No, there's no intention to pass the costs on to the customer. Once we finish the repairs, all the work we've done here in building roads, temporary roads and dams has to be undone. So we need to leave the wetlands in the same condition as we found them. We might be able to keep some of the access roads inside the rail reserve, but the majority of the work is happening in the wetlands, so we'll need to return that to the condition it was before we started work. So that's in itself going to take some time. That won't affect train travelling. That can be done with trains running through the area.